Welcome to the Erica Russo Show, where we dive deep into the realms of personal development, spirituality, and the power of the mind. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore the art of manifesting the life you truly desire, all while listening to your intuition. Join host Erica Russo, intuitive life and business mentor and best-selling author, each week as we'll embark on a quest to uncover the secrets of manifesting abundance, nurturing a resilient mindset, and tapping into the spiritual dimensions that shape our reality. Each episode, we'll bring you insightful discussions, practical techniques, and inspiring stories from experts and seekers alike. Whether you're seeking clarity in your spiritual journey, striving to shift your mindset, or eager to unlock your full potential, this podcast is your guiding light.
What is up, beautiful soul? Welcome to the Erica Russo Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am beyond excited that the universe led you here today. And if you are an OG and you continue to come back, you continue to press play, you continue to evolve, to grow, to lean into your intuition, to create the life of your wildest fucking dreams, thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you for continuing to be here. Thank you for your support. I appreciate each and every one of you. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you those aha moments, if it's giving you that clarity, if it's giving you that, oh shit, that's a good idea kind of stuff, I would be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes, and now Spotify allows, I believe, star ratings, and leave a review. Those reviews allow this podcast to get to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, I think that we can all agree that this world is a fucking shit show and we need a little bit more light shined on it. Before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you send a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I would love to send you a free gift for taking that time out of your life to support this podcast. So, with that being said, number one, right? I want to answer yet another question that I received on Instagram. If you are not following me there, please go ahead and do so. My handle is Erica W. Russo. There's intuition tests there. There's a ton more content. There is a lot of stories that have my needy and loud basset hounds, and yeah, it's a party over there, so be sure to come hang out with me over there. So with that being said, I got a question a couple of weeks ago about how to deal with imposter syndrome, and this is something that I know very, very well, so I wanted to address it and give some tips and tricks for anybody who deals with this, so also known as everyone. Okay. So the first thing that I want to talk about when it comes to imposter syndrome is this: your ego is created to keep you safe. So what that essentially looks like is things will manifest such as imposter syndrome because your ego is trying to keep you confined. It's trying to keep you safe. So you're going to start doubting things. You're going to start doubting, is this going to work? Am I capable of doing this? Can I do what it is that I want to do? Am I going to fail? So imposter syndrome is quite literally the ego's favorite tool. Now, the thing with life is this: we're here to expand, we're here to grow, we're here to evolve, not just as souls, but as human beings. So that means that because we are on an expansive journey, we're always going to run into places that are going to make us doubt our next level, okay? So know that with every next level, there is another devil. Every time you hit a certain mark, every time you hit a certain goal, every time you manifest something, every time you reach another point in your journey, there's going to be another devil there saying another fucking story that's going to try to keep you exactly where you want to go. I always like to say, you know, when it comes to this, I always look at imposter syndrome as Sebastian from The Little Mermaid, where he has the best... This is what goes on in my mind. He has the best intentions for Ariel, right? He wants her to be safe. He wants to make sure that she's okay. But he's also kind of a dick. And he is constantly there trying to, like, keep her where she is. So when I started... I started a while ago when I was dealing with imposter syndrome. I started just naming it. I just started naming the imposter syndrome, and I obviously called it Sebastian. So when that imposter syndrome started to come up, I would say, Sebastian, chill out. It's okay. You can name this imposter syndrome whatever it is that you want to name it, but, you know, I think Sebastian's a pretty good name. So that's something that you can do, because wherever you go in life, whatever goals that you have, there's always going to be a battle against the past version of you and the future version of yourself. And that's why we need to identify when imposter syndrome shows up, right? So it's kind of like... This sounds like I'm such a movie buff because I'm going to now talk about The Wizard of Oz. But you know when Dorothy goes, you know, Dorothy the Scarecrow and everybody goes into Oz, and they're talking to this big face, and it's scary and it's intimidating, and they're shaking in their boots, and the lion runs out and, like, jumps. Remember that? That was such a good form. That was so funny. But anyway, it's very intimidating. It's really super intimidating when you allow your ego to inflate the things that we cannot see. So the way I see this and the way I see imposter syndrome is when you put a name to it, when you know the enemy, it's easier for you to conduct yourself in a way that is going to allow you to win, right? So when Toto opened up the curtain and they saw that it was just this guy pretending to be this big scary thing, you begin to recognize that sometimes the unseen is, we create something bigger than what it is. Right? Like, how many times did you think that something was going to be scarier or more painful than what it actually was? Because when we can't necessarily identify something, our ego is going to just either go to the worst case scenario and we're just going to spiral out of control and create something that doesn't even exist in our mind, or we're going to try to tame that ego and just go into it with no expectation. So name your ego. Well, not, you can name your ego too. I named my ego Felicia. So I have Felicia and Sebastian that I deal with on a constant basis. And like I said, naming something takes away a lot of its power. So name your ego and name your imposter syndrome. And when they show up, tell them to shut up. That's simple as that. Another thing that can help with this is EFT tapping. This is an old school method. This definitely helped me when I was developing my psychic and my mediumship abilities. Head on over to YouTube and type in EFT tapping. Brad Yates is my favorite of all time. He has probably hundreds of videos, and I'm sure he has at least one that can help with imposter syndrome. Another thing, if this is something where it's like you're developing your intuition and you're wanting to become more spiritually attuned and you're dealing with imposter syndrome, something that can help with that is taking tabs. So again, come follow me on Instagram and do my intuition tests. And you can go ahead and you can also download ESP Trainer from your app store by a company called Casino. It used to be free. I've had it for a while. When I downloaded it, it was free, but some people were telling me it's like 99 cents now. But start letting intuition be a part of your everyday life. Have fun with it, right? And every time you get it correct, what you want to do is you want to write it down. So literally take a journal or a piece of paper, put a line down the middle, and put on one side accurate and then the other side not accurate. And be accountable for when you get intuitive hits correct and when you don't get them correct. And don't beat yourself up about it, but just when you do this, you're really just, you're taming the ego, you're taming the fear, you're putting things down on paper so it makes more physical proof for your mind. So every time you get a hit, just tab it, even put it in the notes section on your phone. And the more you see the tallies build in the accurate section, the more confident you're going to become in your own abilities and the less your imposter syndrome is going to take control of you because you are in control. Okay. These are some, this is really what I got for you. So use all of this, head on over to YouTube, check in EFT Tapping by Brad Yates. I hope that this gets to the right person. And another thing, if you want to try breathwork for free, I'm going to leave a link in the description below where you can sign up and receive a recorded audio of a breathwork class that I did. It's incredible. I want everybody to experience breathwork at least once in their life. So be sure to head on over and grab that. Either way, we'll see you guys around the internet. Have a great day.